This is Deb Zuber for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Community Connections. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I will read from websites, announcements, and other online sources with opportunities to connect with your community. First up, announcements. The Raleigh Wake chapter of the NCCB is offering a Braille workshop. If you're not seeing things as clearly as you used to, and you'd rather have a physical book in your hand rather than a complicated electronic listening device, then Braille's your answer. With Braille, you'll still be able to continue to read the things you love to read, and we can show you how. Learning Braille is easy, fun, and free. Start learning now with your friends from the Raleigh chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind. When? On the first and third Saturdays of every month at 1 p.m. at Capitol Towers at 4812 Six Forks Road in Raleigh. That's the JC Center in July, on July 11. It will be at the JC Center, which is in 2505 Wade Avenue. There's no cost for these lessons. You must be a resident of Raleigh, North Carolina. They do accept donations. For any questions, call Lawrence Carter, 919-856-0034. For those of you in Raleigh, Stay Safe This Summer sessions. How do I put on a life jacket? How do I grill safely? What do I need to know to keep my pet safe this summer? Get answers to these and other questions at the City of Raleigh Summer Safety Information Sessions. The Raleigh Police Department, along with its partners, is offering a community education program that focuses on summer safety from June 2 through August 4. A session is scheduled at 6:30 at Millbrook Exchange Community Center. And that's at 1905 Spring Forest Road. Here's some key details. Info sessions are held Tuesdays. Topics include water safety, drowning prevention, fire safety, road safety, safe spaces to beat the summer heat, nightlife safety, trail and outdoor safety. The program includes additional events such as Peace in the Parks, which is meditation, pop-up Popsicles, free ice cream, and Popsicles, cool dog treats. It ends with national night out events across the city August 4th. Sessions will be available at the Raleigh Police YouTube channel as well. The National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina 2026 State Convention announcement. It's time for you to make your plans to attend the 2026 NFB of NC State Convention. Thursday, September 17th through Sunday, September 20th. It will be held at the Sheraton Greensboro at Four Seasons Hotel, 3121 Westgate City Boulevard. Phone is 336-292-9161. 336-292-9161. Room rate is $127 plus tax. And you can make reservations by asking for National Federation of the Blind NC or code NA7537. You can also make reservations online, https://book.passkey.com/e/512-53968. Convention registration fee is $10. You must be registered to attend convention meetings. The price of the banquet is $40 per person, and you have to be registered to attend the banquet as well. For questions, call Sharon Weddington, 704-302-7308. That's 704-302-7308. 08. That'll be fun in Greensboro this year. And a final announcement. The Forsyth County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina recently celebrated a remarkable milestone during its annual Second Chance Prom, making 20 years of fellowship, community involvement, and service. The event brought together members, friends, and supporters to celebrate the chapter's accomplishments over the past two decades. A highlight of the evening was the recognition of four dedicated charter members whose commitment and leadership help establish, strengthen the chapter from its beginning. Special plaques were presented to Rosie Bethia, Easter McCall, Tanya Patterson, and Howard Patterson. The individuals were honored for their years of service, dedication, and contributions to the success and growth of the Forsyth County chapter. The annual Second Chance Prom continues to be one of the chapter's most anticipated events, providing an opportunity for members and guests to enjoy an evening of fun, friendship, and celebration. This year's event was especially memorable as it honored the legacy of those who helped build the chapter and recognize the positive impact the organization has had in the community for these past 20 years. Our profile section recognizes the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS. NLS offers a wealth of services and resources to patrons, potential patrons, and those who are seeking information about Braille, talking books, blindness, and print disabilities. It's easy to search the NLS catalog by title, author, subject, or book number for the more than 350,000 audio and Braille titles in the collection. Many of them can be downloaded instantly from BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Download website. The NLS provides support to patrons and non-patrons with its array of informational publications with resources for patrons, family members, caregivers, and professionals on topics related to blindness, visual impairment, and physical disabilities. And if you can't find what you're looking for, you can try Ask a Librarian service. You want to learn more about BARD and other services that NLS offers? NLS shares updates about its services through its patron announce listserv and hosts regular online events where staff members share insights and answer questions. Whether you're a professional musician or just beginning to learn an instrument, you'll want to take advantage of the NLS Music Section's world-class collection of Braille and large print scores and recorded instruction and education materials. And while you're there, take a look at the weekly Music Notes blog, which highlights materials, activities, and people of interest to our music patrons. NLS is always adding new books and magazines to its collection. Talking Book Topics, Braille Book Review, and International Language Quarterly each spotlight a selection of recently added titles that can be instantly downloaded from BARD. You can also find a list of popular magazines and audio and Braille produced by NLS, its network of cooperating libraries, and other organizations serving the NLS community, as well as book lists, mini bibliographies, on specific subjects. Keeping up with the latest news about NLS is easy. Read NLS News, our quarterly newsletter, for information on new products, services, and initiatives. You can also learn more about past and future NLS and related Library of Congress events and exhibits. Find up-to-date information on regularly scheduled online programs to enrich your NLS experience, such as the Many Faces of BARD. Also, check out website updates and BARD updates for the latest additions and improvements. Did you know that American citizens living abroad part-time or year-round can receive NLS service? Get the details on our Overseas Services page. The collection of books in Spanish, French, and dozens of other languages is rapidly growing. The International Language page can help you find those books in the NLS catalog and on BARD, and provides links to other sources of accessible materials in world languages. NLS supports Braille education with online materials and publishes an extensive directory. If you don't, you don't have to be a patron to request a free currency reader through NLS's partnership with the Bureau of Engraved and Printing, BEP. Learn more about this compact device provided by BEP that announces a note's value, as well as mobile apps. NLS loans its own playback equipment and accessories free of charge for patrons to use with our talking books and magazines, as well as Braille e-readers through its network of cooperating libraries. This page also includes information about where you can buy commercial audiobook players and electronic Braille displays that work with NLS formatted material. Matching formats as well as reading level are very important to NLS. The resources for children's page includes bibliographies of books ideal for young readers and materials helpful to teachers and parents. Institutions such as nursing homes, rehab facilities, schools for the blind can get information here on NLS resources and holding a deposit collection for the use of eligible students, patients, and other clients. And moving to the Library of North Carolina, the Accessible Books and Library Services, ABLS, provides books, magazines, specially designed for people who don't or can't use regular print because of a visual, physical, or reading disability. And an update comes from the Friends Corner in their Tar Heel Talk newsletter. In this Friends Corner article, the president, Eddie Weaver is the president. He says in this Friends Corner article, I'd like to highlight one of the services programs that your membership supports for the Friends organization. Did you know that there are audio-described movies available from the library that you have access to for free? You may ask, what is an audio-described movie? Here's the answer. DVS movies have a voice describing actions, characteristics, and dress of the actors, as well as details of the scenery or setting. This describing voice is on the soundtrack during the time when there is no dialogue. These videos can be enjoyed by everyone in the family, both sighted and visually impaired. The videos play in ordinary DVD and Blu-ray players. There are currently more than 800 videos in the collection. As new movies are produced in the descriptive format, the Friends will purchase them and they will be added to the collection. 37 new movies were added to this collection last year. The collection includes older movies such as And Then There Were None, A Walk in the Sun, The Time of Your Life, as well as the more popular ones like Paul, Apostle of Christ, If Beale Street Could Talk, Interstellar, and Sully. There is a selection of children's titles, Up, Toy Story, and Frozen and Despicable Me. The library will be glad to assist you and provide you with a listing of all of the movie collections available. Movies can be mailed, free matter for the blind. However, it's important to remember that the library doesn't loan DVD equipment. Friends will continue to fund the purchase of additional movies, and we hope you'll take advantage of this service and enjoy the movies. Eddie Weaver wants to thank all of you who have renewed your membership with the Friends for 2026. They sent out renewal notices. And you can go to www.fncabls.org. Go to the membership page and you can learn more there. Remember, an individual membership is $10. Anyone may join as a member. You don't need to be a patron of the library or need to have a visual impairment to join us. Your membership allows support to various services and programs of the library, like the wonderful audio-described movies. Well, that's it for now. Until next, be a friend, hug a friend, and join the Friends member. And on to arts. Again, there's a reading theme. Inspired by the Unearth a Story summer reading theme, stories are everywhere. Narrated soundscapes take you on a pre-recorded, immersive audio journey through the landscapes of four national parks, with narration provided by some of the NLS's own network library staff. A new soundscape drops on Braille Institute Library's summer reading program page every other Monday starting June 22. Once posted, each stays available so you can explore at your own pace. No registration required, just hit play whenever you're ready. And some of those include, on Tuesday, July 14 at 4 p.m., the author event, Blind Authors, Leona Godin, Their Plant Eyes, and Georgina Kleege, More Than Meets the Eye. Explore nonfiction as excavation in conversation with Mike Marlin, director of the Braille and Talking Book Library in Sacramento, California. Monday, July 20, narrated soundscape walkthrough of Everglades National Park. Felicia Brown, Talking Book Librarian, and Jennifer Shipley, Library Operations Manager, Special Services at Miami-Dade Public Library System. On Tuesday, July 28th, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Excavating a Life, Megan Marshall. Author event, Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer Megan Marshall, will be a conversation with author Heather Clark about her memoir, Afterlives. In August, narrated soundscape walkthrough of Cape Cod National Seashore. Kim Charlson, executive director, and Andrea Everett, children and young adult services librarian at Perkins Library. And that will be released on August 3rd. Don't miss those wonderful soundscapes. Mary Michaels is a woman of many talents. She has the gift of being able to sing with a beautiful voice. She uses that gift to motivate people while also entertaining them. She performs all over the state and even has performances in other parts of the region. She does this all while living with being blind since she was born. Just recently, people gathered at St. Francis-by-the-Sea in Salter Path to listen to Raleigh's Mary Michaels sing. Michaels is a motivational singer and has been singing ever since she was a little girl. "I've been singing ever since I could remember," Michaels said. "When I was little, I pretty much sang everywhere I went, any chance I had." Mary's mom, Juana Michaels, discovered her talents early on. "I had given her the soundtrack to Sound of Music. I wasn't sure if it was Julie Andrews coming off the soundtrack or if it was Mary," Juana Michaels said. "So I quickly opened the door, and it was Mary, and she was 6 years old. She sounded just like Julie Andrews. It just thrilled me that she was mixing her voice. She didn't play with toys. She liked to mix her voice with old answering machines. We just kept giving her. She was in her room singing, and it just felt like it was part of what she was supposed to do." Mary's voice hits the right note for people. Her story and perseverance are an inspiration. "I was born totally blind, without any eyes or optic nerves," she said. She expresses herself through music. The 26-year-old has performed on many stages and said she doesn't get nervous when performing. "Just to be able to be what you're singing, to express it as if you are feeling whatever it is you're singing about," Mary said. "I'm extremely thankful to be able to do what I do. For me to be able to do what I am doing, I can't believe. It's a God thing." Mary's voice brings people together in harmony. "I'm so glad she has music, because music really is Mary's life," her mother said. "Singing for other people is just what she was born to do. Sometimes I'm behind the soundboard with tears in my eyes. My eyes get wet. I'm never tired of hearing Mary sing. So, first of all, I just love it, and I love what people are about to experience. I know how much joy it brought to me when I heard music, and when I knew that I could bring that joy to other people, I understood what it felt like," Mary said. "Others feel that joy, too. I know what it's like to receive that joy that people have, that people get when they hear whatever I'm doing, Mary said. I'm human just like they are. I understand what it's like to be in a good place or be in a bad place, and it brings you back. You've got people that walk in the room that are unhappy, and they come out and they have smiles on their faces because they've heard this music. It's that ounce of joy when they walk out they may or may not have had when they walked in. Her gift is changing the lives of those around her. It's like destiny, Mary said, because I cannot imagine doing something else that fulfilling. It's magical. Mary Michaels travels all around North Carolina and beyond state lines to perform. You can contact her through her website. Do you know that AMC Theaters in North Carolina offers audio description services, which provide a spoken narration of a movie's visual elements to guests and with vision impairments? To access it, you need to borrow a free audio device and select the audio resource option on the device's screen during the movie. Availability varies by title, so you should look for show times with the audio description label or ask a crew member for assistance. So how do you use audio description at AMC? Find a show. First, look for a movie showing audio description or ask an AMC employee for help. Two, get a device. Borrow a free audio device from the theater. Three, tap connect on the device's screen and then tap audio resource to activate the narration. Number four, enjoy. The device will provide a spoken commentary on the visual action, settings, and body language of the film. Not every movie is available with audio description. Some content, like many movie trailers, may not be available in audio description, notes AMC. If your device doesn't work, AMC may offer a refund or passes to watch a movie at another time. And speaking of audio description, Arts Access is offering an audio description workshop. So share that with people who may be interested in training. The training will let you learn how to become an audio describer for art, dance, theater, film, and more during the 2026 audio description training session in August. I'm sure you know that audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides ongoing narration of the visual events taking place on the stage, screen, at a museum, or presentations. So, what's covered in the Arts Access training? The basics of audio description, guidelines for communicating visual details effectively and in the moment. Who uses audio description? Understanding blind and low vision culture, disability, language, and etiquette. Audio description in different settings. How audio description works in visual art, performing arts, film, and online events. Practice sessions. Participants will practice new skills with experienced describers and blind listeners. Case studies. Hear from previous participants in Arts Access AD training who took the skill back to their organizations and communities to start new programs. Priority will be given to individuals in Central North Carolina who may be available to work for Arts Access in the future. And you can contact or have interested parties, spread the word, have them contact Aliana, A-L-I-A-N-A, at artsaccessinc.org. That's artsaccessinc.org. Arts Access in Raleigh also offers an opportunity to explore the Arts Access Gallery with the Digital Gallery Guide on Bloomberg Connects. That's the free arts and culture app. The guide showcases current and past exhibitions, includes audio description, and more. You can use the app during your visit at home or anywhere, anytime. Download the Bloomberg Connects app, search Arts Access North Carolina, or visit the guide on your web browser. And finally, a perspective from Veronica Lewis and Veronica with Four Eyes. The name Veronica is a playful twist on the phrase four eyes that refers to people who wear glasses, usually in a teasing way. Veronica added three additional eyes to her name to create Veronica with Four Eyes. To learn more about how she started writing her visual impairment blog, Assistive Technology Blog, read My Path to Technology, an interview with Veronica Lewis from Perkins School for the Blind. And she was asked in an interview, if you could go back and give your younger self some advice, what would you say about using writing to create change? Veronica says, first off, I would tell my younger self that she is doing amazing work with the information she has and the tools she has access to, and that continuing to develop advocacy and technology skills will be invaluable not only for her future, but when helping others as well. As for writing, I would definitely reiterate that you don't need to know everything, but that it's important to write about what you do know so that you can grow from there. Also, sometimes doing your best doesn't mean you are the best at something, and that it's important to be open to learning new things and changing strategies while also honoring that you are the expert on your own visual impairment, and that visual impairment itself is a spectrum, not a binary of blindsided. Conflicting access needs exist. It's important to note that individual experiences should not be used to invalidate the experiences of others, rather just to offer a different perspective. Writing from a place of gratitude and not spite is a great way to create resources that others are excited to read and learn from. And it's important to consider how you want to engage with the topic, as well as how you want your audience to engage with it. Also, this may sound silly, but I would remind my younger self that if she can't read something with low vision on her website, chances are that others with low vision can't either. My first post didn't have headings, and I had trouble reading the default font sizes, so learning how to write things I could actually see was important for ensuring I could write in an effective way. We have run out of time for today's episode of Community Connections. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Deb Zuver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Community Connections is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. I invite you to share information, comments, questions. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you'd like to hear. You can call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.